You're up to Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph on top. Again, the Shaila was that our last Mishnah said that Shein Achilu V'Yaktor Mitzarfin. You can't have a machshava to eat a chatzik kezayis chutzlas manoin and to burn a chatzik kezayis, not Mitzarf. So Shaila was, what's the deek of the Mishnah? We already learned this in the first Mishnah. So again, on top, holding now Hosu Lomeli. And really, the Gersha should be like it says in the Sides from Sven Kochim that Hosu Lomeli, what do we need the deek of our Mishnah for? If you have a mind to eat something, and then to eat a chatzik zayis, or something that's supposed to be burnt, something that's not supposed to be eaten. So the question is, Mereshish Mamino. We have this deal from the first Mishnah, that the machshava does not pass along. If the Chiddushes know that, if they're even thinking on something that's supposed to be eaten, that both the machshava is mitzdarif, so Misefer Shmamina, we hear this clearly from the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Tani Kechatzi Zayis, like it says this in the Sefer of the first Mishnah, that the Tani says in the Sefer of the first Mishnah, Kechatzi Zayis Bachutz, Kechatzi Zayis Lamoch Apostle. So of course, Mashba clear there is Mitztarif. For Kechatzi Zayis Lamoch, Kechatzi Zayis Lamoch Pigel, it's like a Chal Pigel. So what do we need our Mishnah for? I Le'echol Ulahatir, if our Mishnah means to teach us Gufa what it's saying, that what, that you can't have a machshava of eating something chuslas manoi, and of burning something chuslas manoi, you can't put the two machshavas together. So like our Mishnah says, legufa, that if you mechashav on a chatzik zayis to eat tomorrow, and if you mechashav on a chatzik zayis to burn tomorrow, that's not mstarif. So Marius, mid yuka duresha shamat minor. This also we would hear the dig from our first Mishnah. And the dig should be like this, tahashto, umma lecho v'lechol, Dover Shein Darko Lechol, Omar Tolem Mitztarev, Madach, when you're thinking about eating both of the Chatzik Zayas, especially thinking about eating a Chatzik Zayas that's supposed to be eaten, and you're also thinking about eating a Chatzik Zayas that's supposed to be burnt, but you think about eating it, so the Mishnah before said it's not Mitztarev. If so, from this alone, we should hear clearly that Lechol Olahakti Miboi, that's for sure I should know if you have a Machshob, like it says now Mishnah, Tid a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim lamocher, and to burn a kachatzi zayis of the kmitza tomorrow, that is not mitzdarif. Is so for what purpose? What's the chiddush of our last Mishnah? So Gemara answers, no, in yes, I still need it. Because maybe I would have thought to say, lechol olahakter itzvach lei. We need for our Mishnah legufa what it says, to say that if you mechashiv tit a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim tomorrow, and you mechashiv to burn a kachatzi zayis of the kemitza tomorrow, that's not mitzarif, I need it. Because otherwise, from the first mission alone, salko daita chamin, I would have thought to say, hosam hu deloy ki urchei ka mechashiv. Maybe only in the mission before it's not mitzarif. If you think about eating a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim, and about eating a kachatzi zayis of the kemitza, since you're thinking about eating the kemitza, that it's not a derech, maybe that's why the machshav is not mitzarif. Aval hocho to bahai ki urcho komechashiv or bahai ki urcho komechashiv emel itztarif. But over here, maybe like in our last Mishnah, maybe since you be mechashiv tit a kachatzi zayis of the shirayim, and that's what you're supposed to be doing with the shirayim. You're supposed to be eating the shirayim of the mincha, and you're also mechashiv to burn a kachatzi zayis of the kemitza, which that's what you're supposed to be doing with the kemitza. So even though it's two separate things, eating and burning, but since you're thinking about what you're supposed to be doing, is emel itztarif, maybe these two machshavas would be itztarif to make pigel in the mincha, kamash malon, that's the chiddush of this last Mishnah, that if you think lechol kechatzi zayis, or lahakte kechatzi zayis, the locker is, she'enach, it's still kosher the mincha, and that's the chiddush, she'enach, hilo v'yaktor itztarif, and yes, we need this chiddush in our Mishnah, we would not know this from the Mishnah before. Hadron Alecha Kol HaMenochas. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoimetz Es HaMincha Lechol Shireho. When the Kohen makes the kemitza of a mincha, he has in mind then to eat from the shirayim, from the leftover part of the mincha, or lahaktir koim salamocho, or else he has in mind that b'shas he's making the kemitza, he has in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, the wrong time. So the Locher, the Mishnah says, is that the Moedi Reb Yosi Bezeh Shupigel, that Reb Yosi agrees in this case, in these two cases, that it's Chal Adin Pigel in the Mincha. And therefore, whoever eats from this Mincha, is v'chayav mal of korus, yichayav korus. Now we'll soon see what the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi is. What does it say? Moed Rabbi Yosi, v'chur pshita. That was the whole mishnah we had before. The v'shas kemitza, if you have in mind either to eat from the shirayim tomorrow, or you have in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, it's chalpigal. So we'll soon see what the chiddush is, why Rabbi Yosi agrees. Now the mishnah says, what's going to be lahakter l'venosa l'mocha? Let's say b'shas kemitza, b'shas the kohen is making the kemitza, he has in mind to burn the levoina of the mincha tomorrow, which by regular mincha usually there are two matirim to the mincha. You have to burn both the kemitza and the levoina. The levoina that was put on the mincha after you burn the kemitza, then you have to gather together the levoina and burn the levoina. So let's say the kohen thinks b'shas he's making the kemitza that he plans to burn the levoina tomorrow. So Rabbi Yosi Yaimer Posol V'yayim by Chorus. Now this is a little bit the Chiddush. In this case, when you only think to burn the Levoina tomorrow, here Rabbi Yosi argues and says, it's not Chal Pigul, but it's only Machshava P'sul, it only Pasols the Mincham, but it's not Chal Chorus, and we'll see in the Gemara why. However, V'chachom Moim Nechom say, Pigul V'chayov Mol of Chorus. Chom say yes, L'maiset Chal Din Pigul, B'shas one of the Dalar Avoidis, you're thinking to do an Achila tomorrow, even though it's a Chatzim Matir, but vice versa we hold, you could have a Machshava to do a Chatzim Matir tomorrow, and it's Chal Pigul in the Mincha. So, Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosi, Ma Shinu Zeh Min HaZevach, why should a Mincha be different than a Korban? Just like by Korban V'Shash Chita, if you think to either burn or the Emurim tomorrow, or to make this Zrika tomorrow, it's Chal Pigul, either one of them. So we're here also, if you think to burn the Levoina tomorrow, why shouldn't it be Pigul? So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yosi answered back and said, like his far as like this, Shehazevach, by a korban, by the animal, there he agrees that b'shas shchit, if you have in mind to eat, or to burn the Emurim tomorrow, or to make the Zrika Saddam tomorrow, that's Chal Pigul. Why? Domoy uvsarav yemurav echod. It's one body, it's one goof. Like by an animal, its meat, its bosser, and its fats is all one. Therefore, b'shas chita, b'shas adal ravoidis, you think you're doing one of these achilas, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, he's made it's chal pigul. But ulevoina, ena mina mincha, is worried about the levoina. Not that you have to burn the levoina, that's not considered part of the mincha. So therefore, he holds, you can't make pigul by thinking to burn the levoina tomorrow. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what clearly is the svara of Rabbi Yosi. But I call upon him, now we understand the chiddush of the Reisha, that the Mishnah says at the beginning that Moedir Rabbi Yosi, that this much Rabbi Yosi does agree, that if you have in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, that makes pigul. Even though the kemitza is only yechatzim matir, but vice versa, the kemitza, that's the flour and the oil of the mincha, that's the gufa mincha, here he agrees you make pigul. If he only argues by burning the levoina, that cannot make pigul. Now the Gemara says, "Lo melilu mishta moedir Rabbi Yosi bezu." What do we have to say in the mishta? Rabbi Yosi agrees, like the churub shita. If you have in mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, it should become pigul. So Gemara says, "Mishum de kaboy le mishne seif," because the mishne seif of the mishne says that lahakte levoinosa lemochom. If you have in mind b'shas the kemitza to burn the levoina tomorrow, so Rabbi Yosi yaimi posel v'yim bekoros. Rabbi Yosi says it's posel. It's not chal koros. So the Gemara says, "Now the time I would have thought to say time with Rabbi Yosi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosi in the Sefer? Mishum deksavar ein mefaglin bechatzim matir. That maybe the svar is that since the levoina is only yechatzim matir, there are two things that are matir the mincha the shirayim teat. That's the burning of the kemitza and the burning of the levoina. So since you're only thinking of burning the levoina, which is only half of the matir, that's why it's not chal pigul." So I would have thought to say then that filu reishanami, even in the reish also, that if the b'shas the kemitza you have in mind just to burn the kemitza tomorrow, maybe it's not chal pigul either. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush, no, that is not the pshat in Rabbi